This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 10:06, the brand new time. I'm kind of liking this. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. That's usfdracing.org and United States Fire Department Racing's out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. We race to bring awareness to fire departments and volunteer fire departments from all over the country. Now, what a good show today. Tim Bryant standing by with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flags Speedway. The Battle of the Belts next Friday and Saturday. It's going to be huge with the Lee Fields 150 Memorial. And there's a lot of special things going on for this particular race. This is one of the races where everyone that races at Mobile International Speedway wants to win, because it's not a trophy, it's a wrestling belt. And Tim's standing by to tell us about that. And also the next double feature coming up at Five Flags Speedway with the Pro Late Model Doubleheader 20 and 30. We'll talk about that coming up. It's race day at Sunny South Raceway. Ray Martin standing by. He'll be on talking about some of the racing going on there. And by the way, Aaron Tompkins, he's been running in the caged carts for the kids, and we'll talk about all the classes. He's won three in a row. Conley Dublasson has also won three in a row now, and they've got live timing on the website, which is kind of cool. There's a lot of things that Sunny South Raceway is doing, trying to up themselves a little bit. They're doing a good job. They even now have a dirt track inside the asphalt track for go-karts. Pretty cool stuff. And one of the go-karters that's actually going to be running today at Pensacola Kart Track, James Devod Main. We affectionately call him Peanut. He is with the Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars. These are like the late models of the kart world. Big race today at Pensacola Kart Track. We're going to talk about him and his touring series. And then touring series NASCAR, while Dustin Long with NBC Sports, live from Michigan International Speedway. Matt Kenseth, he grabs a pole. And by the way, first practice this morning, no surprise, Kevin Harvick is on the top. So as we welcome in Tim Bryant, good morning on one of those rare race weekends off, but we've got a couple more left, and then we move forward to the snowball. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane. And yes, we're reloading this weekend because we're going to have a strong finish to the 2015 season for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And this is one of the races we're talking about, obviously, next Friday and Saturday, a special double show with the Lee Fields Memorial 150. Now, this is great because the super late models are going to be coming back. But this is a show that the drivers really have a special heart for, because Lee is one of the guys, well, he is the guy pretty much that took Mobile International Speedway to where it is now.
Well, there's no question about it. A lot of folks have the race has special meaning just based on that alone. But I mean, along with the ARCA Mobile 200, yeah, this is our marquee event for the 2015 season. This year, we switched it to a super late model event. So, with the Southern Super Series season winding down, it's got even more meaning from the touring guys. We're expecting a good field of super late models for a 150 lap race, extra distance race, going on next Saturday night, and six other divisions, including the one-time-only appearance of the Southern Racing Vintage Association.
Oh, and I'm excited because we'll have our vintage car out there for there, and I know those guys are excited, too, bringing a bunch of cars. And what's so cool about the vintage cars is they run on dirt and asphalt, kind of like the ARCA series, and it's a lot of fun to race. Now, let's talk about some of the other divisions there. You've got the Sportsmen and Bombers, and this year, to be honest, and I know we say it a lot, but this has probably been some of the best racing at Mobile and Five Flag Speedway in both of those clashes that I've seen this, you know, in the past couple of years.
Well, we've really had some good racing, and by the way, it's even I think I can go out on a limb and say it's even going to be better next weekend,
yeah,
with a standalone Mobile event. And in other words, no racing in Pensacola on Friday night. I know several of the Pensacola guys that are loading their guns to come participate in the Lee Fields Memorial. So we have had good racing. It's been very competitive, and I certainly would expect nothing different next Saturday night.
Now, let's talk about Friday night, because it is a special two-day show. Tell us about what happens on Friday night, because it's special for the fans, too.
Well, yeah, well, it's special for the fans, because they can come and watch the evening practice sessions at no charge. It's free, mm-hmm, grandstand admission. Now, those folks that go in the pits will pay the standard pit pass for a practice, which is $15, and at the conclusion of practice on Friday night, which will be at 9 o'clock, we're going to bring in DJ John and have free hot dogs and free beverages for the folks that are in the pits, and you know, we look forward to that. It's something that we'll do for an hour or two and have some really good times and some great camaraderie as we get ready for the big day on Saturday.
Well, let's move. Again, obviously, we're taking the final few races to Mobile International Speedway. The last one will be September 15th. Before we talk about Five Flag Speedway, that's going to be a special show because of the rainout we had just a week or so ago. This is going to be a big thing that you guys have changed up for the last race. This could be some exciting racing with technically double points.
Well, for sure, and it's a good opportunity for us to explain the one more time. Yes. for those folks that may be a little confused as far as the rain checks. And so if you were at Mobile International Speedway last Saturday night, if you were in the pits, and we encourage folks to save those armbands, they can turn those in either this Saturday at MIS for the Lee Fields Memorial, or they can save it till September 5th. In other words, it's still a valid pit pass. We'll simply swap them out and get them to sign the release and waiver at the pit gate. For folks that were in the grandstands last Saturday night, on the $5 night, unfortunately, with the programs that we have left this season, we're just not able to do a $5 admission. So they can do one of two things. They can either take that $5 ticket and get a $5 discount off admission to the Lee Fields Memorial, which is, by the way, a standard price $15 ticket for adults. So it's going to be a bargain with all the racing that we have going on. So with that $5 ticket, they can get in for an additional $10 for any, and the same would hold true on September 5th for our championship night for the Pro Late Model Series and the double feature. So the last two races, really a bargain at standard admission price, and they can get $5 off. For any folks out there that may be challenged and are unable to pay the additional $10, would certainly not want to keep their $5, they can simply contact the track office, and we'll make arrangements to give them a refund for their $5 they paid last week. So that's kind of the way the rain checks work. Yeah. But, that September 5th is going to be exciting. Double features in all the divisions, along with the Pro Late Model 100-lap race. So you're right, double points. There'll be some championships decided in those races, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, because some points are pretty close. Now, we go to Five Flag Speedway, and obviously, again, next Friday, you're going to be off August 28th, is the Pro Late Model Doubleheader 20 and 30. And this is a cool thing that you've done with the late models. You've separated. They start off the show with the 20-lapper and then end the show with the 30-lapper, and the fans really have embraced this new way of racing these late models.
Well, it's certainly made for some competitive racing, for sure, and that'll be the final one of those for 2015 at Five Flags as well. And, that'll be the third race from the end. We'll finish in September. On September 19th, we'll be back with a 100-lap Pro Late Model Championship race. I tell you, Kane, it's just mind-boggling almost. Again, we're off this weekend. Everybody catch a breath, because between the Lee Fields Memorial kicking things off next week, it will be in Pensacola the following week on a Friday night. The following week, you will be in Mobile for a standalone Saturday night race. The next week, we'll venture up to Stan Narrison's Montgomery Motor Speedway for a Southern Super Series Alabama 200. Then the next week, we'll be back in Pensacola for the Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series Championship. And then the next week, we'll be back in Pensacola again for the Southern Super Series National Championship event. So some great racing is around the corner.
So racers, mow the grass this weekend, because you're not going to have any time after that.
We'll see. Put a tag on the lawnmower handlebar that says, in October.
That's exactly it. Now let's talk about the Snowball Derby. Now, and again, we have a brand new time slot here on the radio show, so we have a lot of new listeners. Snowball Derby at Five Flag Speedway is one of the biggest races in the country in December. As far as, well, the short track racing, you've got NASCAR stars to come, people from different countries to come to participate. And again, now drivers actually have the opportunity to go ahead and get their entry forms from the track for a discounted fee for the entry fee, right, Tim?
Yeah, you can even in the Bomber Division, Sportsman Division, Super Stock open wheel modified trucks. There is a discount for an early entry. We'll be talking more about that as we go. The big date that's right around the corner that we do want to mention is this Tuesday, August the 18th. For any race fans that don't have tickets to the Snowball Derby, that's when advance reserve seats go on sale. We've been doing renewals for several months now. Our upgrading process is complete. So Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. at the Speedway office in Pensacola, or via phone, we'll be selling remaining tickets on sale. So plenty of good seats left. Just like to encourage folks sooner the better to ensure that you get the best seat possible.
Over 10,000 people visit that track on that weekend for the race, and definitely a sellout every week, every night that they race. So, well, Tim, I know you've got some things that you're going to take care of today and enjoy that time off. And, again, we appreciate everything you do for the racing community. Mobile International Speedway next Friday and Saturday. Again, Friday night, and, again, real quick, Saturday, when do the gates open for the fans? And give us a schedule real quick.
Well, we'll open the pits at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday. The grandstand, as always, will open at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think qualifying starts a little earlier than normal, which is normal 5:45. I don't have the schedule right in front of me.
Sure.
But we're qualifying all the divisions. So looking forward to a great night. And, Casey Smith and Donnie Wilson have got a real battle going in the super late model standings. New entry, basically, from Ross Kinzis in the Carswell 98. We're used to seeing Daniel Hemric in. The return of Chris Davidson, the San Antonio Traveler. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great field of cars.
It will. Well, Tim, enjoy the rest of the weekend off, and we'll see you next week at the tracks. Can't wait.
Thank you, Kane. Always a pleasure.
All right, Tim.
All you do.
Thank you so much. Tim Bryant with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Again, the Lee Fields Memorial. Check them out on mobilespeedway.net and fiveflagspeedway.com. Again, thank you to all the new listeners here on FM Talk 106.5. Back with more racing tonight. Ray Martin with Sunny South Raceway. About 7 miles past the big track in Irvington is the smaller track. It's private bullring we like to call Sunny South Raceway. They train tomorrow's racers today. And, wow, they got a big show tonight. We'll talk about it with Ray next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. And thanks to Mobile International Speedway, also Sunny South Raceway, Five Flag Speedway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service in Mobile there at Government at Butler Street, 666-7187. Whether you've got a go-kart or a late model, he can make that motor go a lot quicker. Trust me. James Devod Ming, or we affectionately call him Peanut, in the go-kart world. He has got his tour. He's got the Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars. These are like the late models of the kart world. Big race today in Pensacola. Pensacola Car and Track. He's standing by. I'm going to talk with him. Dustin Long also with NBC live from Michigan International Speedway. Only a new winner can clinch for the chase run at Michigan. And Kevin Harvick again leads Saturday's first practice as the fastest time. So lots to still continue. And one of my favorite tracks, won my one championship there as a driver, Sunny South Raceway. And tonight they're getting ready to wrap up the season as well as we're getting closer. August 15th, gates open at 4. It's a big night. Ray Martin with Sunny South Raceway joins us. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, you, Kane.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what. This is one of the neat tracks around here. For folks who don't know, it looks like Bristol. Now, Bristol's a high-banked a bull ring, and that's pretty much what you got to have out there with Sunny South Raceway. It started off with a dirt track many years ago. Some investors come along, dumped in about $1 million, if not more, into the facility, and now it is a state-of-the-art facility. And if you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, if you're listening online to us, check it out. I think you're really going to be impressed with what they have to offer. And tonight, we were just talking off the air, you've got some new drivers that's really going to beef up the racing tonight.
Yes, sir. We got them coming out tonight. New Money Mate coming out, which is our younger of the go-karters in the cage go-karts. Jace Long is going to be his first night out.
Wow. And let's talk about these really quick. Again, we have a lot of new fans that are listening to the show for the first time because of our new time slot. Now, at Sunny South Raceway, like I said before the break, this is the track that really trains tomorrow's racers today. You've got them as young as 4 or 5 years old out there in the Mighty Mites and the Junior One Champs. Now, for race fans who might not know, these kind of look like sprint cars. These are the big things like Tony Stewart and some of the other NASCAR drivers have been known to drive on their off time. So tell us a little bit about what a Mighty Mite is, Junior One Champ is, and what the differences are between the two, because these kids have got a full racing helmet on, full racing. They look like NASCAR drivers, Ray.
Right, it's a full cage racing go-kart chassis, 5-point seat belt, Hans device, helmet. What we do with them, we have them geared real low so they don't go as fast as the older ones.
Yeah.
And we got them on a rev limiter also, so they ain't going slow, but they're not going as fast as the junior ones are.
Yeah, and the go-karts actually can be a lot quicker than some of the bigger carts. I know you have the adult go-karts out there, and that is something to see because these guys, the senior champs, are out there bump drafting. I mean, it looks like Daytona and Talladega, and they're reaching 80 miles an hour around your track.
Yes, sir. They push a lot of air. They get up there just like NASCAR, bump draft, pass, and every lap. I mean, it is pretty exciting to watch you get a group of them out there.
I raced once in that group, and I'm like, yep, that's enough. I like my roll cage.
No, that's the truth.
Well, let's talk about something else. You have a class called the Pro Challenge. Now, explain what these cars and trucks are. They look a lot like the NASCAR cars and trucks on a smaller version.
Right. They're scaled down NASCARs. Version fully adjustable like a NASCAR. They run it on a motorcycle engine or a 2.0 Ford engine, fuel injected or carbureted. We're going to have a couple new guys starting this week out there. Danny Floyd, Brad West, Jeremy Daughtry, and the legend Lonnie Mixon is going to be out there.
Lonnie is back. He couldn't stay away, could he?
He could not stay away. He come out last week, smelled a little bit of the racing fuel, and he got addicted again.
And took a week for him to buy a car or a truck, which was he. Now, that's a neat thing, because the Pro Challenge is they have different body styles. You've got the what looks like the Monte Carlo NASCARs, and then also you've got different kind of Ford and Chevy truck noses. So what's he getting, car or truck?
He got him a pickup truck. He said he has to have something to carry the fishing pole in.
That's Lonnie. That is awesome. Well, you know, it's such a neat facility because Sunny South Raceway, they don't sell any alcohol. They have the kids' bike races, Power Wheels as well. So all the kids start getting around there. And what's so neat is as a fan, you can let the family and the kids run around. The gates are all fenced off. I mean, let them be free, and you don't have to worry about them at the track, you know?
Yes, sir. And the kids under 12 get them free with an adult, you know. We're there for the kids.
Yeah, and that's it. And now let's talk about some of the other races. The mini stocks have had some pretty good racing this year, and so are the legend cars.
Yes. So the mini stock class looks like it's growing every week out there. We have a couple of them. You know, you got the 11 car of Patrick Baker out there, Johnson, Emery Wilkerson. They're just showing up, fighting it out every week out there. You never know who's going to win or more than that class. It's real exciting.
And the mini stocks, if you think about it, for, again, these are a lot of new race fans that are checking out the show for the first time here at the time slot at 10, it's like a Saturn or any front-wheel drive car, pretty much, right?
Right. A stock front-wheel drive late model vehicle. Mm-hmm. It has to be a hardtop, no convertibles, two-seaters, or anything like that.
Well, and what's great, I mean, you can build a car for $500 or $600 and be out there racing. I mean, nowhere else can you do that.
Right, go to junkyard, grab you one, put a roll case in it, and fire it up.
And come on out. That's exactly it. All right, the legend cars is what Sunny South Raceway is known for. They look like miniature vintage cars. And again, for folks who don't know what a vintage car is, well, let's talk about these things. Tell us about IMEX, which is a national point system that you guys run with these cars.
Right, IMEX is a national sanctioned racing. When they race down here, they get national points. You pull them up, you can actually see their names on the INEX page where they list that in the nation and around the world. We had some guys out there a couple weeks ago from Australia pulled in, and they run legend cars out there.
Wow.
We're going to have a new driver out there this weekend. It's Bryant Kinger and his legend, first time out this year. He's another add to the field. We're going to love to see him out there.
Well, and these cars, Ray, they have so much horsepower to the weight ratio, and we've talked about this before. Coming out of turn four, these guys can dirt track it all the way down the front straightaway. I mean, there's just that much horsepower, because how much do these cars weigh?
I think it's, 1,200 pounds?
Yeah.
Something like that. A ton of horsepower for the light weight. You can actually come out of any of the turns and hammer down and spin them all the way down the front straightaway. And most of them can do it.
Yeah. Well, what's neat about this class is designed to be a spec spader or a spec class. And what that means is the rules are pretty much, there's only a few things you can do to these cars.
Correct. You can only do a few things to these cars. So your spec tires, everybody runs the same tire, mm-hmm. same motor and everything. You cannot do anything to the motor except how it comes from INEX.
Right. And, of course, obviously you've got the tech that goes through there and everything. Let's talk about the rest of the season coming up, because obviously you've got August 15th. How many more races do we have out at the Speedway?
I think we have six more races. Really? We'll end it up. Wow. I think it's October 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That'll be our last race out there. But we're looking at maybe doing a couple races during the wintertime. We haven't hit it dead on yet, but we're thinking about doing something like that.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there because, you know, a lot of folks know that Mobile International Speedway is being sold. And from what it looks like, if they do not get a someone to purchase that track, they'll probably only do special shows, like maybe to Lee Fields and possibly the Big ARCA race and things like that. Now, obviously, fingers are crossed they sell, and Miss Ida sells the track, so a lot of the drivers and fans can continue to go to that great track. But if it doesn't happen, have you all talked about having the Bombers out there? Have you had talks about the Sportsmen or even some of the other? I mean, I know J.J. Day loves the track. He doesn't have a go-kart motor. He'd be there tonight. He's going up to Montgomery. So, but he would be out there in his truck.
There's rumors going around. That's all I can say right now.
I'm trying, everybody.
Rumors are flying.
Well, okay. I'll have to do some more fishing later. Okay, how do we find the track, Ray?
If you're coming from Theodore, you pass the big racetrack, Mobile International Speedway. We've got about 7 miles. We're on the right-hand side. Right before you get to the Grand Bay Community Center, we have a sign out there. We're right on the right-hand side.
And, of course, obviously, you can find them online at sunnysouthraceway.org. So it's going to be a great night of racing. Again, the practice starts at 5. Gates are open at 7. Qualifying at 7. The qualifying starts at 7. Gates open up before that. So just remember, have a lot of fun out there with the kids because it's going to be a good time. Kids 12 and always are under or free. I'll spit it out. There you go. So it's
CBS News Update.
And, again, we appreciate you coming on board as always. And good luck tonight, Ray.
Thank you, Kang. You have a good night, too.
I'll guarantee it. All right. Again, that's Ray with Sunny South Raceway. And just to let you know, again, that track is something special. It started off with a dirt track. You go to sunnysouthraceway.org and hit the About section. They're going to be able to tell you a little bit more about what's happening. Now, still to come, a lot of good racing. James Devod Ming, he's called Peanut in the go-kart world. The Golf State Unlimited All-Stars. These are like the late models of the go-kart world. We're going to talk with him shortly in a few minutes about a big race in Pensacola. And Dustin Long with NBC Sports, live from Michigan International Speedway. Matt Kenseth has grabbed the pole for the Pure Michigan 400, and teams are honoring the great Buddy Baker who passed this week, and we'll learn how they're doing it. And then just new news now, and there's only one way that you can clinch the chase here, and that would be a new driver at Michigan. So we'll have to see how all that comes down. Also, I want to thank really quick some of the sponsors that we have with Full Throttle Racing with Kane. We've got a couple of new ones that I'm really excited about that have just joined the team this week. And racers, listen up. Casp Industries, and this is Simi Kelly off of Saraland Boulevard in Saraland, 281-0885. He does water jet cutting, welding, and engineering design. Again, you check out the website at caspindustry.com, K-A-S-P. I've known Simi for years. We talked this week, and he's joined up with Kane Motorsports with what we do with the childhood cancer and everything that we're about, and we're excited to have him on board. And for racers, he can do all the things you would need to done with, if you need to get a front clip, any kind of welding you guys need, and believe it or not, he can even probably build some of those towers on there. So, again, check them out online at caspindustries.com. And I also want to thank Casey Lewis out of Citronelle with Cross Creek Realty. Going to be also joining up with Kane Motorsports. And I want to thank Matt Jackson, one of our drivers as well, for helping out with that. 751-9410. You can call Casey, and she has a bunch of great listings out there near Saraland and Citronelle and Chickasaw and even in Mobile if you're looking for a new home. Now, other folks that help out at Kane Motorsports, obviously you guys know about McDonald's. We've got a lifetime contract with them. We're so excited for our season this year and what we're going to be planning on for next year. Pull Apart, and which is so neat about them at Moffitt and 65, you can go in there and it's all computerized. If you need a car part, you tell them what kind of car it is, they'll take you exactly where it needs. Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, also a big part for what we do. We appreciate Dewey making those motors scream for us. BA Motorsports and Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. We've got Titan Race Cars, which is also a big part of what we do. Thank you so much. And D&T Automotive for transmissions up in Citronelle. Go see the Crockers. Belrose Tattoo have done some amazing work for our race team, and they can do the same with you. We've got Falsac Tires, ABC Designs, Bob's Speed Shop, Alabama Team Challenge, and Metro Glass and Mobile. All those guys are on the cars, and we're going to have a lot of fun with them next weekend at the Lee Fields Memorial. Coming up, NASCAR and karting in Pensacola. Hang on. to the show at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. I want to say goodbye to Aaron and the whole crew that came in from Arkansas to watch us race this past weekend. Have safe travels. Love you all, brother. And the whole family for heading back up there. It's going to be a good time for those guys next time they come down. Hey, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Dustin along with NBC Sports live from Michigan. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening up there. And again, now there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good racing. Jeff Gordon, he was quoted as saying, we can't be finishing 30th and 40th. He's pretty upset. And did you hear about the quote from Brad Keselowski this week saying he'd rather win at Michigan than Daytona? So we'll talk a little bit about some of that and just what's on the schedule for this week. Xfinity also in Mid-Ohio, so some cool stuff going on. I started off at go-karts many years ago, and when I did, James DeVodming, or affectionately call him Peanut, was there to help me through everything I went through, from my terrible accident, broke my neck and back in seven places, to I think I won one. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. You probably beat me, Peanut. I don't remember. You probably bumped me and moved me out of the way. But regardless, Peanut joins us on the air. And, you are so involved with the karting world. When some people move up, you've stayed there. And what you've done with the karting world, you've started your own, touring series, which is great. The Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars. And tell us a little bit about it, Peanut.
Well, the Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars got going thanks to some friends of ours that run the Mississippi Unlimited All-Stars. Uh-huh. Unlimited All-Stars is muscle kart racing.
I love that. Muscle kart racing.
Pennsylvania. It's a non-profit organization, so everything goes into the pot for funds for the end of the year.
Oh, very cool. Now, tell us about these cards, because if you look up, you're on Facebook, James DeVodming, M-I-N-G, you've got a picture of these cards, and these things look wicked.
The bodies, you can run the regular standard flat cart body, or you can go wild with the wing bodies like I run.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit, because, I mean, it looks like a dirt late model. It really does, a smaller version of it.
Yeah, the bodies are made from plastic, or you could use a small amount of plexiglass. They got guidelines on it. Yeah, I think the back measurement could be no more than 30 inches from the ground.
I got you. Well, they look pretty cool. And you guys today, now you travel all over the Gulf Coast, and some of the racetracks you guys travel to, tell us a little bit about them and what kind of speed you guys reach and what kind of motors you're running.
Well, the motors that we run range from the 6.5 horsepower Honda all the way up to a 510cc Jawa.
Wow.
So, you can run four cycles, two cycles, and two-cycle engine, you can have up to 255cc. Four cycle, 510
cc. All an inch off the ground on dirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, what a thrill. Now, how long have you been racing karts?
I've been racing karts since I was six, so around 20, 25 years.
Wow. Tell us how you got started.
Well, I got started when me and my dad went to a racetrack in Mississippi, Checkered Flag Speedway.
Wow.
And we went watched, and after that, it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and now the life savings is into karts. And, and to be honest, you guys, a lot of fans who are just checking out the show at the new time slot, go-karts can be almost expensive or more expensive than racing the big cars, because everything you have to do with the tires are so expensive, and then you've got to work on the tires. There's a lot of time behind the scenes with these karts, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spend weeks doing tires. Sometimes we'll prep tires months in advance and let them sit.
Wow. So, and that's, of course, and there's things that you can soak the tires, which is most racing you don't allow that, but obviously karts, it's a little bit different. Let's talk about the race today at Pensacola Kart Raceway, where that track is in Pensacola, and what to expect.
That track is just to the east of Five Flag Speedway, mm-hmm. off Old Curry Road. There should be around 8 to 10 of us.
Wow.
So hopefully we have a good crowd today.
Well, and the thing is you guys have other classes too. And with what you guys do, how can we find a go-kart? Let's say there's somebody who wants to try out this karting thing. We were talking earlier. Sunny South Raceway has that new dirt track that they're going to be working on and having some races in there. Love to see you guys there. But there's a lot of dirt tracks in this area that you can run karts. So really it's a good stepping stone and starting point. And it's a great way to finish your career and obviously keep racing, because you've been doing it for years. You've been very successful, and you've gone from national events and regionals and all this, that, and the other state events. And there's not much you haven't accomplished in a kart. But, again, it's really fairly economical, but how do we find these?
Well, you can find them on Bob's Door Cycle. Mm-hmm. There's groups on Facebook. Go to some of the go-kart tracks. Usually someone has one for sale.
Yeah. Now, what number do you run?
I run number 23.
And how did you come up with that?
Well, I was always a big Dale Earnhardt Sr. fan, and I was a Tony Stewart fan, so those two numbers were always taken. So I was like, well, I'll put the two together. Let's see what happens. And that's how I come up with it.
That is so perfect. Well, Abby, have you ever been injured in these carts? You know, we talked about at the beginning here, I broke my neck and my back in seven places, compression fractures and stuff in a cart. So obviously they're designed to where if they flip, the seats are kind of, you know, where you kind of flip out of it. That's what's supposed to happen. Have you been injured?
Yeah, I cracked two ribs a few years ago at State Line, Mississippi, and had a concussion, so.
Okay, well, but guess what? Didn't hurt you, and you're still racing.
That's right.
Well, that's awesome. Well, good luck to you. How about finding you guys? You guys got a Facebook page?
Yes, sir. It's the Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck. Go get them and be safe, and when you get that championship trophy, give us a call. We'll have you back on.
All right, we'll do.
All right, there's Peanut again, and James Devod Main's a great racer for the carts. If you ever want to check him out on Facebook, and you can check him out there with Gulf State Unlimited All-Stars. Good stuff. Still to come, NASCAR at Michigan. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to the sponsors for the show. I won't go through that big list that we got for Kane Motorsports because Dustin Long's busy. He's got stuff to talk about here in a minute. Mobile International Speedway, the Lee Fields Memorial. We're going to be doing double duty with the Vintage and the Bomber next Friday and Saturday. Cannot wait to bring one of those or both belts home. Also, thank you to Five Flag Speedway. The next race will be on the 28th with the Pro Late Models 20 and 30 breakdown. Sunnyside Raceway racing tonight. And, of course, Dewey Miller's competition head service there at 666-7187. We appreciate everything they do for the race team. So, Dustin Long, we were just talking, and as I was calling him, you know, obviously with Michigan International Speedway this weekend, Kyle Busch just wrecked. Tell us about it. Good morning.
Hey, sorry, just trying to get to some of this done. Yeah, Kyle Busch slid off of turn four, was loose, slid off of turn four, came down the track, went through the infield grass at Michigan International Speedway. And as soon as he went from the transition from the racing surface to the grass, the front of the car dug in, tore up the nose, the front of the car. And so now Kyle Busch will have to go to a backup car. He was originally scheduled to start sixth. Obviously, the Joe Gibbs Racing cars have been strong all weekend with Matt Kenseth on the pole. And you had Danny Hamlin, Carl Edwards also in the top three. Joe Gibbs Racing going 1-2-3. And Kyle Busch starting sixth. And now he'll go to the rear of the field. And obviously it's, a couple things is, Kyle Busch has been big about racetracks getting rid of the grass, saying, yeah, while it looks nice, it doesn't do the cars any favors. Yeah. And, as he talked to our folks at NBCSN, that just after getting out of the car, that, again, not happy with the grass on the infield and had that been pavement there, he just slides. And he, most likely returns to pit road with flat spotted tires or flat tires. Instead, he's going to a backup car. So, we'll see how good it is. The Sprint Cup practice is underway right now. It's the final practice session. His incident happened just a few minutes into the start of the session. It'll be interesting to watch what happens in this session because drivers are still trying to figure out how to draft and how to run near guys with the other competitors with this high drag package. In the opening practice session, you saw there was a 9-car pack at one point. They were all single file. At another point, the four Joe Gibbs Racing cars were out together, going two wide, passing, slicing, and dicing. But what we were hearing from some of the drivers was that as the draft carried them up toward the back of another car, that their car would get very loose. And that was an issue that happened in Indianapolis when the high drag package was first used. And so it seems like it might be an issue again. We'll see if anything gets worked out in this practice session or if teams are able to back somebody in.
Your phone's cutting out. Sorry about that. Kenseth did grab the pole for the Pure Michigan 400. Obviously, teams are also, kind of honoring the great Buddy Baker this week after he passed. How are they doing that, Dustin?
With special decals on the car, as you mentioned, Buddy died earlier this week after a bout with cancer. He had inoperable lung cancer and passed away earlier in the week. And so the first race is actually going to be a moment of silence before the race in honor of Buddy Baker.
Well, if you go to your website, NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com, you guys keep it constantly updated. I did see that only a new winner can clinch for the chase here at Michigan. Is that right?
Yes. Right now, I mean, basically, you've got all the any driver that's won a race so far, which is 10 of the 11 winners this season have already clinched the chase spot. Kyle Busch is now in the top 30 in points, so he's chase eligible, but he's only about 5-6 points ahead of the next driver. So in theory, he could still fall out. So that's why something like this is kind of a big deal for Kyle Busch, and putting him in a backup car after this incident today, because he's right on that cut line. Yeah. If he has a couple of bad finishes, then he could be back in trouble with only four races left until the chase. More than likely, he should be okay. He should work his way inside the 11 winners. It means five non-winners get in. Mm-hmm. And right now, the 10 of the 11 winners this so far this season have clinched a spot in the chase.
Well, I saw that Brad Keselowski was quoted this week saying he'd rather win at Michigan than Daytona. Why is that?
Well, it's his home track. Yeah. So the Rochester Hills native from the Detroit area. That's his place. Although so far this weekend it's been all about Joe Gibbs Racing, and they've been the strong cars, the fast cars, the dominant cars. Harvick's been fast as usual, but one thing you're not seeing is too many of the Hendrick cars up there as much. So at least as dominant, I should say, as what the Gibbs cars are. The Gibbs cars are far and away the best cars at this point. We'll see if it carries on this weekend.
Well, Jeff Gordon was saying, he was quoted saying, we can't be finishing 30th and 40th. So obviously, when he's wrapping up, these tours, or his last tour at these tracks, he wants to do a lot better than what he's been doing.
Yeah, there's a bit of a gap between the last chase spot for a non-winner and then the first driver out. So there's a little bit of a cushion. But, yeah, if Jeff keeps finishing 35th, 40th, or something like that, if he starts having the Casey Kane run, where Casey Kane was a 43rd at Pocono, 42nd at Watkins Glen, Jeff Gordon does something like that back-to-back, his position becomes a little bit more tenuous for sure. I think at this point he's still in a good shape to make the chase unless something bizarre happens. If there's a rain shortened race here in one of the next four races and there's a surprise winner who takes a gamble and wins it. I mean, think about what happened at Michigan in June. Kurt Busch won the rain shortened race, but remember, he took the lead with six to go when Kyle Larson finally had to pit because they were trying to stay out in the lead until the rain came, and it just didn't come soon enough for Kyle Larson. If you have something like that in the remaining four races, and I don't think really rain's in the forecast for Sunday's race at Michigan, so you're looking at the other three races upcoming and before the chase field is set. Or if you have something kind of bizarre happens, then that kind of throws things up kind of a little bit upside down in that sense. But as long as Gordon has solid finishes, Gordon will be in the chase.
Well, we're talking with Dustin Long with NBC Sports. It's NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com. And I've got a couple other questions. I see the original rules package they're talking about for the chase races, but Dega could see a change for safety. What are they talking about there?
Well, NASCAR told the teams last night that they'll use the package they've used at most of the season, so you won't see that low downforce package that was used at Kentucky. That'll be used at the Southern 500 in Darlington next month. That won't be used. Neither will the high drag package, which was used at Indianapolis and is being used this weekend at Michigan. That won't be used. So this will basically be the same rules package that was used in all the other races. NASCAR official did say when asked about there might be any rule changes for Talladega in light of the Austin Dillon crash at Daytona in July. NASCAR official said yes. Most likely there are discussions going on in regards to that, so nothing has been set. So what exactly that'll be hasn't been determined, hasn't been announced. How that will impact racing or what that will do at Talladega, until we find out what it is, it's hard to analyze what will happen. So, but yeah, that's something that's being discussed with NASCAR on NASCAR side is something about Talladega in light of the Austin Dillon crash at Daytona.
Well, the parents of Kevin Ward Jr. when Tony Stewart held accountable for their son's death, and Stewart called the accident an accident. Now they're actually going after him in a different court of law, if you will. And what has Tony said anything about this next journey that he has to go through?
No. Yeah, as you know, the Lowe's family, the attorney Stewart family, filed a lawsuit, a wrongful death lawsuit against Tony Stewart last week, a couple days before the Watkins Glen race, nearly on the one-year anniversary of the incident that took Kettle Ward Jr.'s life when he was, after he'd been involved in, you know, was racing Tony Stewart at a sprint car track in upstate New York, hit the wall, got out of his car, walked down the track, and then was struck by Stewart. Stewart has not said anything. Stewart's side camp has not said anything in regards to the lawsuit.
Right.
You know, grand jury last year did not decide to file charges against Stewart. However, when you're talking about a civil court, it's a different situation. You know, obviously in a grand jury, a criminal court case, there's more weight. You know, you've got to prove your case,
right,
to a higher standard than in a civil court. Also in New York, with civil lawsuits, if there's a negligence claim, what they'll do is they'll look at who's to blame and assign a percentage to it. So, you know, you can say, okay, is Kevin Ward to blame because he got out of the car? You know, there was the toxicology report about marijuana in the system. Is that another reason to put some of the blame on him?
Yeah.
But would a jury also say, well, Tony Stewart was driving the car and maybe he could have done something more to avoid it? Is there a percentage of blame that can be put on him?
Right.
So let's just say, for example, that they say it's a 20% blame on Tony Stewart, 80% blame on Kevin Ward Jr. Then whatever damages the jury would award, it would be 20% of that would go to the Ward family. And that's just, if any of the damages would be awarded, if a jury would side with the Ward family. Again, you don't know.
Right.
And also the Ward family and their lawsuit, they have not stated the amount of damages, sure, that they are seeking in the case. But again, at this point, the lawsuit's been filed. Now it's up to Tony's side to respond. They've got a certain amount of time to respond to that lawsuit, and then we'll see where things go from there.
Well, Dustin, how can we keep track of you when you're doing everything you do on the weekends?
At our website, NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com, also on Twitter at Dustin Long.
All right, Dustin, I know you're busy. Get back to Michigan. We'll see you soon, my friend, and thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely. Again, one of the busy guys. Everybody on the show is always so busy. I want to thank also, again, the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Let you know about the tracks running tonight, Deep South Speedway. Right there in Loxley, you bet you they're still open. Absolutely. Kids bike races. And, of course, you're going to have to meet the drivers tonight with regular classes. Tonight, Flemington Speedway. Here's something you don't see every day. School bus races. Also, the late models, pure stocks, the mini sprints, and, of course, the tuners. And then we'll have also at Southern Raceway in Milton, back to school blowout. They're having a mods, $1,500 to win with the pure stocks. Also the Neesmith Street Stocks, $1,000 to win with the vintage, and of course they'll have the kids bike races and the Power Wheels as well. So lots of racing going on along the Gulf Coast, and we appreciate you checking us out for the first time here at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Remember, we'll podcast the show just a little bit later today at usfdracing.org. So have a blessed day. Thank you all so much for checking out the racing show, and love you, Mom.